Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. Sometimes you can make the best product in the world, run a successful business for decades, and still end up without economic security. Janie Barrera knows that firsthand. As a teenager in Corpus Christi, Texas, she worked as a waitress in her parents' Mexican restaurant. And while the food at the restaurant was great and the customers happy, Janie saw how little her parents ended up with. By the time the Barreras retired, they had no money to live on except their Social Security check of $1,000 a month. Decades later, Janie Barrera, ex-waitress and also a former nun, launched what has become one of the biggest micro-lending programs in the U.S., Lift Fund. And it provides exactly the kind of help her parents could have used, access to capital and financial training. We were introduced to Lift Fund by our partner, Bank of America, who is working closely with them to make sure that Lift Fund continues to help businesses access capital during this critical time. Today, we'll hear from Janie Barrera and Sharon Miller, who leads small business banking at Bank of America, to learn just how vital this work is today. Now, based in San Antonio, Lift Fund makes loans to small businesses that can't get conventional bank loans, along with the support and know-how that will allow them to succeed. Started by Janie in 1994, Lift Fund serves people in 13 states, from Texas to Mississippi, from Arkansas to New Mexico. To date, the fund has made more than $319 million in loans to over 21,000 borrowers. These borrowers are small business owners, often African American or Hispanic, and they are the lifeblood of their families and communities. Lift Fund is what is known as a Community Development Financial Institution, or CDFI. CDFIs are more than loan-granting institutions. They work closely with the people they serve. Over the past 26 years, Janie has witnessed the ingenuity and resilience of these small business owners. We talked to Janie, and here's what she had to say.
As I reflect on why Lift Fund got started and what's the importance of an organization like Lift Fund, and actually a community development financial institution, a CDFI like Lift Fund, is because we literally empower people through financial education and access to capital. So the whole idea of financial education, access to capital, and the best use of that capital is a way that we can leave legacy for the future, and that's a way that we can break that cycle of poverty. The role that minority-owned businesses play is that they create jobs. They help the economy. And what happens, they go and hire people that are in the same situation. So it's a multiplier effect that it helps build communities and neighborhoods. So what we've learned is how to mitigate risk by working with people that really want to make a difference in their lives and build that business. And so we've got so many examples of business owners who started out with nothing. One comes to mind who was in jail for about 13 years. He tells a story that he ended up buying himself a lawnmower and equipment and started doing people's yards. Alma, our loan officer, met him at a community event. She said to him, "You're an entrepreneur." You know, fast forward now, 8 years later, that man owns 3 companies and he employs 300 people. Well, Lift Fund is a not-for-profit organization. We are a community development financial institution. As a not-for-profit and we're not a bank, we rely on investments and we rely on donations. And those donations come from as little as a $10 donation to institutions like Bank of America over the years who have donated millions of dollars to Lift Fund in our 26-year history. It's a great combination of the not-for-profit and the for-profit world working together to be able to use dollars and use the financial world to build a better life for people.
We also spoke with Sharon Miller, who heads small business banking at Bank of America. As Janie mentioned, Bank of America is a major supporter of Lift Fund. Sharon explained why.
Bank of America, we believe in small business and really being the backbone of the U.S. economy. So when you start with that premise, partnering with CDFIs and partners like Lift Fund and Janie, it's so important to us to make sure that capital and grants are deployed locally and they reach those that most need it. We've had a relationship for over 20 years with Lift Fund, and coincidentally, I'm based in San Antonio, and so is Lift Fund. So it's an amazing partnership, and I've just really enjoyed getting to know Janie throughout the years. Well, we work with small businesses across the country, and in fact, Bank of America is the number one lender in the United States to small businesses across the country. We also are the number one provider of capital to CDFIs. We have invested $1.6 billion in CDFIs through a loan portfolio to make sure that we're increasing lending in low to moderate income neighborhoods during normal times. And then times of crisis like this, it's even more important. And we want to make sure that we're providing access to capital to those that need to grow their business, expand their business, open a business. And those are the types of conversations we have with clients every day. Now, in this time that we're in today, this healthcare crisis, those conversations have pivoted to, you know, what do you need to do to reopen as we move the economy forward and as businesses reopen? How do we partner and help those businesses come back online?
It's so inspiring to hear from Janie and from Sharon. And it's good to know that during COVID-19, Lift Fund is keeping these businesses running. So here's something good for today. The pandemic has given us a new appreciation of so many things in our lives, including the incredible role small businesses play in holding our communities together. Supporting small businesses and their owners is good for us, it's good for our neighborhoods, and it's good for our society. To find out more about Lift Fund, go to liftfund.com. To learn about more CDFIs supported by Bank of America, go to bankofamerica.com/CDFI. Have a great day. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com. or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.